Okay, say if a man had been out in the sun working, you know, he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
sweaty.
Okay. And a sore that comes to a head.
You mean a pimple or a boil?
Okay. Any other... what if it's got more than one core to it? Would you call it a boil then?
Rising.
Okay. You ever hear carbuncle?
Yeah, I have.
What is that?
But I think of them being on the back of your neck.
Right.
It's a boil or a rising, yeah, as you call it, on the back of your neck. That's what I think of.
I think of them being on the back of your neck.
But it could be that it could be other places.
Yeah.
What do you call the stuff that comes out when the...
corruption. Mm-hmm. Corruption.
Okay. And in a blister. What do you call that stuff?
I call it water.
Okay. And you say a bee stung me in my hand.
I call it
what? My hand. You say
swelled.
Okay. And you say it's still pretty badly.
Swelled, I'd say.
Okay. And you say if it's not infected, it probably won't.
Swell.
Okay. And say if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd get a doctor to look at the...
well, you a word like wound.
Okay.
But I don't usually say wound. I never do say that. What I say? I never say. I mean, it's just I just never do think of a you know, a hurt place.
Uh-huh.
I guess I call it a hurt place.
What about say? I would say talking about
hurt
bullet.
I guess I call it a hurt
place. What would you say
there? I just don't really know because I just don't really. I hardly ever say the word. I don't ever say a wound. I don't know. Because I just
don't really know.
You know, it sounded more sophisticated. Uh-huh. It is. You know, to me, a wound was something you studied in a health book. You never did actually say it. It sounded more sophisticated. Uh-huh.
Really.
How to bandage a wound. You know, we studied it in health.
Dress
a wound. Uh-huh. And, but we never did actually use the word wound.
A wound.
More sophisticated.
I think I say it.
But sometimes you don't realize what you do say, you know.
What if it doesn't heal clean, if you had a cut or wound or whatever, you know, it didn't heal back clean and got this sort of white granular substance.
Infected.
Okay, well, have you ever heard that called something that had to be cut out or burned out? Have you ever heard of some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh.
Uh-huh. What's that like?
Well, that's almost what happened to my job.
Really?
See.
Huh.
Proud flesh.
See, I had an abscess that came to a head on the outside, and then mother carried me to the old doctor and an earring, you know. And he lanced it, and then it didn't want to heal right almost all summer long. Then the inside flesh tried to come out. And then it would try to heal, but it had that proud flesh in it. So that's sort of what it was.
Is it? Something sort of like that, or that I got from
there. Yeah, sort of. In other words, it looks like flesh from the inside protrudes out, and then it heals around.
Yeah, sort of.
And sort of makes a...
like flesh inside.
That's what makes a scar more so than it would if it healed right.
It heals around.
That?
Yeah, usually you do have them around your elbow.
That's what makes a scar. So
that's proud flesh.
You heard about animals getting it?
Yeah.
Someone who had a horse told me once about
it. Had proud flesh. I guess so, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah. Say if you had a little cut on your finger or something, you might put this brown liquid on that stings.
Oh, I